Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Tuesday that feels like a Monday on an already short week that we've got a lot to get done. That's right. Let's get to it. How are you? I'm Scott Hennon. We got Kevin Flynn in Fargo. We got Todd Mitchell in Bismarck. Broadcasting live on frankspeech.com if you want to watch us. Todd's got a very nice K-Fire Cafe polo on today. Look at that.
Look at very all sporty. Official.
Yeah, look at all official today.
I got to get told apart in the crowd over at Minocan Grove today when Trent Luce is up speaking and stuff.
Today's the day, huh?
Today's the day.
All right. Yeah, that's going to be great. What time does that start at Minocan Grove?
I believe 6. I'm trying to get verification on that, but 6 is the last thing I had, so.
It's a Rise USA event.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is about arising, about meeting the moment, about getting to the work that needs to be done.
Standing up and taking the country back, Arise USA.
Exactly right. So glad that's happening today, and nobody better to do it than Trent Luce and a team of Patriots. So glad that's happening. And Kevin Flynn is here. You notice Kevin has a little more of a tan. I think he spent like 22 of 24 hours every day in the water.
That's with the SPF 50 on, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
And a hat yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, we were out all weekend. So nice. So gorgeous.
Before you guys brag, did anybody's July 4th celebration include a T-shirt gun?
No.
I did not. Todd, you either?
Nope.
Okay.
The capital of the symphony, and, you know, they kind of frown upon T-shirt cannons of the symphony.
Do they really? I don't know why. Because
it doesn't really mix with the music, you know.
No, I mean, we loaded up, I shouldn't say we, because the folks from Brenco did this. I was just the official photographer. And trying to rally folks on the beach to make enough noise to be worthy of a T-shirt, right?
Okay.
And it came down to the fact that I think they had 50 T-shirts by the end. They had absolute precision. They'd make them land right on the dock or in the water before somebody in the inner tube, you know. And it went over very well. They were USA T-shirts. They had Brenco on the back.
Yep.
Yeah. So they have more than cleaning supplies at Brenco. They have fun. They sell fun right there. So that was a good time.
I know it'd be hard for you guys to go ahead. It'd be hard for you guys to believe that I actually built a T-shirt gun one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. Used a scuba.
Built one.
Yep.
Wow.
Built this, and then we had a scuba tank for the compressed air for it.
After we
who to go to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. After we exhausted all the T-shirts. We tried a few other things, and I'm just saying, potato chips do not do well in a T-shirt can. just so you know.
You think you'd know that.
Because the bag is obliterated.
Oh, yeah.
And all the chips end up in a million pieces in the T-shirt cannon.
Because of the confetti gun.
We were trying to find other things to... spread the love, but it didn't work so well. Anyway,
where was this? Where were you?
Grace Lake.
Okay.
Between Bemidji and Cache Lake there. Yeah, exactly right. So it was great fun.
Well, we lacked in T-shirts. We made up for in actual, fireworks and sparkly things and stuff like that. Up in the
there
sky,
you go.
So.
A lot of fun. I ran into some nasty allergies, too. I don't know if it's just dry stuff or what, but if you can hear me sound like I'm all full of yuck, I am. So I'll blame that on Minnesota. One other thing to blame Minnesota for, but not.
We will not entertain your guilt.
Yeah, exactly right. I wrote a column over the weekend in the Forum newspapers about the times in which we live, and it was kind of depressing. By the time I got done, I actually started the column to say, "Look, we're on defense here." We being the conservative cause, right? And we got to realize that when you got Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they control all the levels of power, that they can ram a lot down our throat. So you got to pick your battles, right? That's that was the intention of the column. But by the time I got to 450 words, I was already chewing up all the time about all the bad things that are out there. And there are. And I think this is one of the reasons I like what Trent Luce is doing with Arise USA, because people need to channel their frustration into some action to do something about this stuff. I think we've seen that as an example with critical race theory recently, right? That wasn't even on my list. And the list could have been, 5,000, not 500 words long, because there's a lot of stuff out there. But you're seeing people saying enough already. And Fargo's an example. We've probably heard from every school district in North Dakota with people that are now saying, what are in the textbooks? I'm going to get the textbooks. I'm going to find out. Fargo has 4 school board members being recalled. 4 school board members being recalled. And by the way, a recall, in my mind, is not some awful, evil, terrible, horrible thing. I mean, you've had liberal columnists in the Fargo Forum say, oh, how horrible this is. Well, wait a minute. There's a process for it. You can think it's horrible, don't sign the petition. They have them recalled. You can think it's horrible, vote them back in when they're on the ballot. If there's a process for it, I don't think it's horrible, right? Governor Burgum is the subject of a recall effort right now. Again, if enough people feel strongly about the governor's leadership, they'll sign the petition and people have a chance to vote. I don't happen to think the governor's in any political peril over this, and I think the people behind the recall effort have little or no chance even of gathering the signatures, but I don't know. Again, it's a process. You let it play out. It's I think, our republic at work and release valves that are there. But let me take one of the things that concern me most about the times in which we live in and see if you agree with me. 293, no, that's not the number. I'll give you one number. 800-228-0550. If you remember one number, that'd be the number. Because when you hear us live on the air, that's the number you can call. Right, Todd? You can also text Todd. What number is your texting device there? What is the number?
Texting device? Is that what they're calling him now?
701-226-8503.
226-8503.
There's a second number you could remember. To text Todd. And when he texts Todd, he zips it right off to us. And comment for us to use here on the program. You can text me, too, 701-367-2054. For some odd reason, I usually end up not having the time I'd like, probably because I'm yapping into this microphone and there's a lot going on during the show. So Todd's a safe bet. I do get to mine. I sent a lot of replies over the weekend and love the insight we get. So those are ways for you to reach us on the program 24/7 on the Be the Buffalo hotline if you're listening to a replay of the show, 855-200-1776. And quickly, what's coming up on the show today, Don Rumsfeld died last week. Don Rumsfeld was a frequent guest of mine during his time as Secretary of Defense and after, when he wrote a real neat book called Known and Unknown. And I always appreciated his unvarnished sort of commentary on whatever it is you were asking about. He wasn't a typical, sort of bureaucrat. He just told you what he thought. And we can look back and say, gosh, war in Iraq, was that really necessary? Whatever. At the time, after the greatest attack on this country in our lifetime, I think, short of Pearl Harbor, I think he was the right man for the right time. Anyway, he passed away last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it, but his longtime chief of staff is going to join us to talk a little bit about Don Rumsfeld today. Todd Bensman is going to be here. Todd has done another dispatch from the border, and he's going to talk about Migrant Trails of Central America, revealing a trail unknown to the American public. Smart guy. Works for he's a national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. I actually met him at the border on one of my trips down there, so he'll be back. And then Mike Lindell will be here to tell us about more details on the cyber symposium. He has an action item for all of us listening, wherever we're listening, something we need to do on the cyber symposium, so we'll tell you about that. But I don't know if you caught this over the weekend, but I think it's the big news of the weekend. The National Education Association is the largest teachers lobby in America, the NEA, okay? And guess what? There is a awakening right now in America to ban critical race theory, right? Legislators are doing that. Governors are signing executive orders to do that. Parents are rising up to say, whoa, wait a minute here. You're going to teach racism in the schools? You're going to say white bad, black good, and white privilege is something that you, as black children, should take out on your white classmates? Hard, hard break. Time out. Stop. Can't do it, right? Wait a minute.
You'd think.
The NEA is now saying, we need to do this. We need to do this. I'm looking at one of the activists within the NEA. Her name's Misty Crump. I'm looking at a quote. She's a middle school social studies teacher in New Hampshire. And she is saying, critical race theory is called good teaching. Yeah. Good teaching.
Keep going. I'm so excited.
It imparts honesty about who we are. The courage to do what's right. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this insanity, folks, known as the NEA, the top teachers union, to represent teachers, and they're all gung-ho about critical race theory. This is what we're up against, folks. Racism in schools being applauded by the teachers union. More coming up.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you got a good sleep last night, it would have been better if you would have had Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Best price ever on sheets, and you buy one, they send you two. Plus free shipping right now, that's the deal. Giza Dream Sheets, buy one, get one free. Now think about the last time you put sheets on your mattress. Were you, like, so excited to hop into bed? Did you say, oh, I love these sheets, this is just, oh, I get a great night's sleep? Or did you just sort of go through a, you know, kind of a routine and it's a chore? And because if you have Giza Dream Sheets, when you're putting the sheets on the bed, does anybody else have this issue? I'm a little slow in putting the sheets on. So my wife and I have this little contest, and she beats me every time, so I have to do the Herculean effort to get the sheets on the mattress. Yep. But the nice thing with the Giza Dream Sheets, they have big corner pockets. Much easier to do. Giza Dream Sheets, buy one at the lowest price ever, get two, free shipping right now. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Listen to this. We need to teach the truth about systemic racism, says the teachers union. Critical race theory is reasonable and appropriate for kids, says the teachers union. The National Education Association has approved a plan to publicize critical race theory. Not only do they think it's a good thing, they're going to go out there and you know, get out the pom-poms for this.
From the people that brought you standardized testing in Common Core math comes critical race theory.
They're dedicating a team of staffers to assist union members looking to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric.
Committed to unity in your child's success.
I see it right here on new business item 39, declaring that the union opposes bans on critical race theory, as well as opposes bans on the New York Times controversial 1619 project, which roughly half of the U.S. states have already implemented. They don't want a ban on 1619. They want to promote it. The resolution calls for the union, this would be the largest teachers union, folks, to join with Black Lives Matter at school to call for a rally on October 14th. Anybody know what October 14th is? George Floyd's birthday.
Oh, here we go.
As a national day of action to teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. I'm reading from the third paragraph. Get ready for this. Publicity through existing media convey its support for the accurate and honest teaching of social studies topics, including truthful and age-appropriate accountings of unpleasant aspects of American history, such as slavery and the oppression and discrimination of indigenous, black, brown, and other people of color, as well as the continued impact this history has on our current society. The association will further convey that in teaching these topics, it is reasonable and appropriate for curriculum to be informed by academic frameworks for understanding and interpreting the impact of the past on current society, including critical race theory. And again, folks, if you're not following critical race theory that closely, let me boil it down for you. It's racist. It says white kids should feel guilty for what people did long ago. I learned something this weekend by reading the church bulletin. I often do. This one was from St. Philip's Church in Bemidji. Father Michael wrote a little story about July 4th and the Declaration of Independence. I knew about John Adams. I knew about Thomas Jefferson, many of the other names on the Declaration of Independence. I hadn't done enough research on Charles Carroll. Anybody know Charles Carroll?
I know the name, yep.
He was on the Declaration of Independence. Yep. He was born 1737 in Maryland. Maryland, then a colony, was founded as a haven for Catholics. Did you know that?
I did not.
But by the time Carroll came
name
along...
Mary Land?
I guess so, yeah, maybe. By the time old Charles Carroll came around, though, because he was Catholic, he was not allowed to hold office or even vote. Do you guys know that? Catholics couldn't vote. They couldn't hold office.
What?
He couldn't exercise civic rights or duties.
Wow.
But he had a few bucks. And he became one of the more prominent voices calling for independence. Wrote a newspaper column. And he became famous as a representative for the cause of independence, and ended up serving on committees and conventions in Maryland, and was selected as one of the delegates to the Continental Congress of 1776. He signed the dotted line, July 4, 1776. A guy that could not hold office at the time, who could not vote. Now, I'm Catholic. I don't run around and say, Charles Carroll was discriminated against, therefore all of you non-Catholics need to apologize to me. I want reparations for what happened to Charles Carroll in 1776. And by golly, we better teach kids that Catholics couldn't vote because of their faith. They couldn't
vote.
Look
at me, I'm Lutheran.
You did this to me, Todd. And I want reparations. It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous what's going on here. Todd and his Protestant brothers didn't do that to me in 1776. I mean, the fact that it happened is certainly history. I'm not trying to say you whitewash history. No pun intended. What I'm trying to say is, if you, as a National Education Association representing more than 2 million members, over half of the 3.2 million public school teachers in the U.S., think that you need to teach kids to be a victim and it's going to accomplish great things, that they should think less of their classmates because they're white, that's called indoctrination. That's not education. Absolutely disgusting. And it is the camel's nose under the tent to get to a very bad place in America. A very bad place. Thankfully, let's talk about the good in this for a minute, shall we? Here's the good in this. Parents are taking the schools back. There are efforts all across the country to recall, I want to say like 130 elected members on K through 12 school boards. Four of them that I know of here in North Dakota, maybe others to come. If I go back and look, 2006 to 2020, there were like 23 recall efforts against 52 school board members. And now, we've got them darn near in every state in the country. There's an effort called FightForSchools.com, sponsoring a recall of the goofballs in Loudoun County, Virginia. Been some reporting on that not long ago. This is good. It's another one called Citizens for Renewing America. This is good. People are taking the schools back, and they should. And the teachers' union is corrupt. They are complicit. They are complicit in trying to cheer on the indoctrination of kids. I think it's horrific. Absolutely horrific. Agree or disagree, you let me know on what's on your mind. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The Olympic Games begin July 23rd, with organizers determined they will go on even with a reduced number of spectators or possibly none at all. With tens of thousands of visitors coming to a country that is only 13.8% fully vaccinated, fears that the Games will spread the virus continue to grow. An airplane with 28 people on board crashed into the sea Tuesday off Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula as it was preparing to land. Several ships were en route to the crash site. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
And vice versa. Our international security creates the environment where we can have the kind of opportunity and prosperity that can help this country and the American people. The debt and the deficit are at an all-time high. The idea that you can balance the federal budget off of the Defense Department, of course, is just not correct. What's happened here is the lid has been taken off, the spending has been excessive, and the task simply is to make the tough decisions that the people in the Congress are now wrestling with. And the reason they're wrestling with them is because the American people have told them to. The American people made a set of decisions. They said, look, we're worried about this. We're worried about the country and what we're doing, and there's no way the country can spend itself into prosperity. No country's ever done it, and we can't do it.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and some wisdom from him shortly, a year or so into the then Obama administration, talking about the threat to our national security from the economic security and out of control spending. And imagine where we find ourselves in now in that situation. What is mind-boggling insanity in the way of spending from the Biden administration. That was an interview I did with him when his book came out, Known and Unknowns, and Don Rumsfeld, an American patriot who died last year at 88 years of age. Really enjoyed our conversations with him, many facilitated by our next guest, his chief of staff, during his time at after his service to this country, and someone that served him well, Keith Urban. Keith, thanks for joining us to remember your old boss, Don Rumsfeld, today on the program.
It's a real pleasure. It's good to be with you. And, I know he loved coming on your show and talking to the people of Fargo and all across, the Midwest of this great country. So it's good to be with you again.
He was fun to interview. Because he never minced words, right? I mean, here's the Secretary of Defense. He had that role twice. He was Chief of Staff to President Ford. And someone that knew public service well, obviously, and usually they're a little more buttoned down. But he just answered every question in an unvarnished, matter-of-fact way that I really, really enjoyed. It must have given you fits sometimes as the guy behind the scenes, but there was no holding Don Rumsfeld back, was there?
No, he was a guy who spoke his mind, and you're right, he wasn't afraid of any question. He may not have answered it in the way that a lot of folks in the press wanted him to, but he always had a response. And you know, he was one of those guys you work with that you realize, as I did as a young man right off the bat, that the talent and ability for him to communicate came from two places. One was just, you know, a charisma and sort of special ability to communicate that he was born with. I think the other was, you know, that he had been in the public eye so long. You know, he wasn't afraid of the media. He wasn't afraid of engaging in public. And one of the things he always impressed on me was a quote from his uncle, who was a poet, a guy named Lou Sarrett. And he said, "Persuasion is a two-edged sword. Reason and emotion plunge it deep." And he was a man, Rumsfeld was a man who spoke with both reason and emotion every time. And I think it's why, you know, his press conferences during the height of the Iraq and Afghan wars were must-see TV during the day. And it's why I think a lot of people who, no matter what they thought of the Iraq war and the controversies surrounding it, which we'll litigate for many, many years, it's one of the reasons they respected Rumsfeld. He was just a communicator and a straight shooter, and I think it's something that unfortunately we don't see enough of from government servants anymore.
He was a wrestler. I don't know what it is with wrestlers and character. I guess I do know. It's just they have a special level of character, and you saw that in him. He was a Navy man. Obviously, a Navy pilot, and then goes on to this incredible public service. What do you think his greatest contribution to government was? What do you think to public service stands out the most about Don Rumsfeld, Keith?
Well, I think there's so much, but you know, I know his answer to that question, and I'd probably agree with it. Look, I think the 2001 to 2006 period was a pivotal moment in history in organizing our response to 9/11 and going on the offense against terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan was just momentous. But I think the time that he looks back on or did look back on, and I think history will look back on as sort of a truly country-saving moment was in 1974, August of 1974, when he came back to the United States from being ambassador to NATO to help Gerald Ford put the country back together again after the first time in history where a U.S. president, Richard Nixon, resigned from office and the vice president became president. And Jerry Ford, I think, is an undue is a character of American history who doesn't get the credit that he deserves for sort of restoring trust in this government. And Rumsfeld, as someone who at that point had served in the Congress with Ford, as someone who had also served in the executive branch and knew how to run things, which Ford readily admitted he didn't really know how to do. He wasn't an executive. But to help him come back and be his right hand as his White House chief of staff from 74, you know, for the next year and a half, I think was crucial. And he really valued, and I think the country valued the sort of stability that Rumsfeld provided and Jerry Ford provided in that role.
Only American to serve twice as Secretary of Defense, too, and, of course, ended up at a momentous time, 9/11. What do you most remember about Donald Rumsfeld on 9/11?
Well, there are two kind of people in this world, Scott. I think one is the person who will run to a fire, and the other is the person who runs away. And on 9/11, when an airliner hit the Pentagon, there was no doubt which way Don Rumsfeld was running. He ran to the fire. He helped carry people, wounded people, out of a burning building. You know, his security people were apoplectic. They wanted him to get as far away from there as possible, but Rumsfeld would have nothing of it. And I think that speaks a lot to what you were talking about earlier, Scott, about his character. And to have someone of that stature drop everything, go out and evacuate people from the Pentagon spoke to how much he really cared about the people he worked with at the Pentagon and you know, in the military. And I got to see that every day, both when I was a baby speechwriter for him in the Pentagon and then in his post-government life, where he set up a foundation which did so much good, unheralded good, quiet good. He didn't want any accolades for it, but gave millions of dollars to military families and wounded veterans, families of the fallen. And, you know, he that was really, really important to him.
You know, he seemed to me to be a disruptor of sorts. You know, I mean, Trump-esque. What do you think of Donald Trump? What do you think of so much of quote-unquote establishment Washington, even establishment in the Republican apparatus, were a bit mortified at Donald Trump because of his sort of bedside manner, just go in there and break China. But Don Rumsfeld, you know, broke a lot of China in his time in a little different way, obviously, but wasn't afraid to take on the status quo. What do you think of Trump?
Well, he was one of the first and frankly only senior Bush administration officials to endorse Donald Trump in 2016. He had no qualms about voting for Donald Trump, both in 2016 and 2020. And we would talk a lot about it. And I think he saw in Donald Trump, look, I think there were some things he wished he'd rather not say, some tweets he'd rather not have sent. But I think Rumsfeld saw in Donald Trump exactly the kind of disruptor you're talking about. I mean, Rumsfeld used to say, when it came to Trump, you know, what he was doing in Europe in terms of getting the Europeans to spend more on defense so that the United States would have less of a burden so that, you know, we could pull troops back out of South Korea, you know, nearly 70 years after the war there it ended. And Trump was banging the drum on all those things. Rumsfeld was there 15 years earlier and pushing hard on that as well. And so I think he really saw in Donald Trump an outsider who wasn't beholden to a lot of the interests, both in the defense industry and lobbyists in general, the swamp, who could get things done. And so I think he really respected Donald Trump for that. And, you know, he as I said, he had no qualms about supporting him in 2016 and 2020.
And, you know, I didn't know any of that, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about any of that at all, given, you know, what I saw in Don Rumsfeld and how he lived his life as a patriot and defender of all things America. What will be his lasting imprint, do you think? What will be the legacy of Don Rumsfeld from his life of public service?
Look, I think it's a couple things. I think one is just the totality of his career. You know, he was first elected to Congress in 1961 when President Kennedy, or 1960, he was sworn in 61, President Kennedy was in office, and he served four presidents, three-term member of Congress. You can't understand 20th century history if you don't understand the life and career of Donald Rumsfeld, from the unexpected resignation of Richard Nixon in 1974, through terrorism in the Middle East, being President Reagan's envoy in 1983, really the first encounter that the United States had with radical Islamic terror, to, of course, the 2001 to 2006 period, which I think the most enduring impact of that period in his second tenure as Secretary of Defense was getting the United States military organized for the 21st century. And I think that has two components. One is that it became vastly more agile and ability and able to respond to threats like terrorism. The idea that, you know, Navy SEALs and Delta Force could swoop in and execute an operation like the one they did in May 2011 when they killed bin Laden. That would have not been possible without Don Rumsfeld. He was a big believer in special forces, big believer in drones, big believer in technology. And then I think the other piece is, you know, that we began to understand China and the real growth of adversaries in the post-Cold War era.
Yeah, we forget a lot of that. He was sounding alarm way before. I was better for having known him. Thank you for helping us remember a good man who died last week at 88, Don Rumsfeld. Thanks, Keith.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at Petro's Serve USA. Come on in. The four deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at the Petro's Serve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petro's Serve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petro's Serve USA.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet fruit can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet fruit. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet fruit liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You kick off a short week here after the Independence Day weekend holiday. You need a good meal, right? Power you through a short week to get everything done you need to get done. Petro Serve USA is there. They're meeting the challenge for you. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. If you're traveling I-29 today, lots of options. The meatball dinner in Harwood. The Country Fried Steak at the 12th Avenue I-29 exit, or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Chicken Fettuccine. You can come at that from 29 or 94. Travel to 94 out of Valley City today, exit 292. Just head north when you come off the exit. Exit 292, Valley City off I-94. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Tater Tot Hot Dish, downtown Fargo at MP Avenue. Pollock Filet in Glendon. The Anchin Noodles in Euland today. Tell them Scott sends you. The Petro Serve USA. Great fuel options like unleaded 88 to get you all across the state. And don't forget American Valley Dairy Stores, rather. Valley Dairy Store is part of the PetroServe USA family of the Northern Valley as well. From Mandan in the west, Bemidji in the northwest, down there Wahpeton, the Valley Dairy Stores in and around the Forks. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our next guest is QER Tabby Colon. He is Associate Professor and Director of the Biomedical Engineering Program at UND. They have a new undergraduate degree in biomedical engineering that UND was recently approved for. So we're going to talk a little bit about the future of this. QER, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. What is a biomedical engineering degree?
So biomedical engineering is at the cross-section of engineering and medicine. So biomedical engineers solve healthcare issues, and they have all the skills that an engineer needs to have, such as physics and math and application of science to solving problems. But they also know medical terminology. Biomedical engineering students pass courses in physiology and anatomy that provides them the terminology that they need to be able to talk to clinicians and physicians and to be able to come up with technologies that they need to solve healthcare problems.
Is this a growing field? Is this something that parents in our audience ought to think about if they have a student that maybe, you know, is inclined to have be a bit of an engineering wizard? Obviously, there are traits that come with that, but also want to contribute in a way that saves lives?
Of course. This is a growing field. There are more than 200 different schools all over the nation. They have ABET-approved programs in biomedical engineering. We thought that this is also a need for us here in North Dakota to start this program for the first time. There are a lot of job opportunities for students who have a degree in biomedical engineering. I was myself a biomedical engineering graduate in my bachelor's degree. And there are different biomedical device companies that such students can find jobs in them. But what differentiates us from others is that we have a special focus on commercialization of medical devices and to be able to have the students work with companies that are active in the field of biomedical engineering and also to motivate some of them that are interested to come up with new ideas and maybe start their own company. So economic development around here at Grand Forks is also another thought that we have behind this program. And we also have a theme of senior healthcare. We are focused on problems in long-term care facilities and nursing homes, and we are hoping to develop technologies that can help seniors in such facilities.
Very interesting. Help how? What are some examples of how someone in an assisted living facility might 5, 10, 15 years from now benefit from more biomedical engineers?
Of course. So one of the projects, if I want to give you an example, I'm working here in my lab, and I have quite a number of our students involved with, is a project we call Foot Assured. The idea of it is to have your left and right foot in something that looks like a box for a few seconds, and we have advanced imaging devices there, where if there are signs of ulceration on the foot, as it happens for diabetic patients, the diabetic neuropathy patients actually can have ulcers on their foot that they might not even have any feelings about it, and then that can turn into infection, and a lot of time they lead to amputations. And only last year, because of the COVID, the number of amputations in U.S. doubled because a lot of these elderly people didn't go to their physicians to have their feet evaluated. So one idea is this. Let's have one of these devices in every long-term care facility so they can, every day, whenever they pass by the door, they spend less than 30 seconds, have their feet scanned. So if they have ulcerations that they need to be taking care of it, they notice it earlier than later, and this can this can actually avoid a lot of amputations that happen nowadays because of these ulcerations going unnoticed.
I love it. I love it. There's innovation at work. There's the future saving lives. And what a great addition to the choices that you have for undergraduate degrees at the University of North Dakota. This one in biomedical engineering, recently approved for that. So there's the future. Moms, dads, find kids in your family that might be a perfect fit for that. Kuyar Tavakolian, associate professor and director of the biomedical engineering program at UND. Thank you for an insightful chat. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
We're going to go to the border next. Don't go away on What's On Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.